We have taken a look at some illustrations of stocks only, bonds only, and then a mixture of stocks and bonds. And we saw that over 30, 40 years, we can do fairly well. Well, how about 88 years? There are mutual funds that have been around since the 1920s, 1930s. The first mutual fund, I think, was 1926, 1925. And so we are going to show you what 88 years. This mutual fund actually started in the 1920s, but then was taken over by a different company in January. I think it was December 31st, 1933. But so they go back to the 1st of January, 1934, whatever. So let's see what 88 years of returns can do. Now, don't ask me why. Oh, remember, here's the scary stuff. Be afraid, be very afraid. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits of or deemed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. Figures shown are past results and not predicted. We have to put this stuff on every piece of literature, folks. The lawyers tell us to do it, so we do it. And it's trying to explain to you that you can lose money. Yeah, well, that's part of the deal. It's part of the you're investing, and so you could go up and you can go down. But anyway, I don't know why this is. I certainly wouldn't do that if I were in charge. But they use $10,000, as if most people have $10,000 lying around the house, right? Anyway, the industry uses $10,000 as their benchmark. And so we put $10,000 in 1934 in the depths of the Depression. And it actually did pretty well until 1937, 38, and then it kind of fell apart. But then we had World War II, and it kind of languished. And then after World War II, the stock market went in two directions, up and way up, in the go-go 1950s and 60s, and new technologies, science, computers, my goodness, and then we also had a lot of turmoil, too, at the same time with political and social unrest. But anyway, we had accumulated $10,000 by 1972, had turned into $1.2 million. Remember, we're not putting any more. This is how they do it, folks. They just do a lump sum, $10,000, and show you how well they did. So you had $1.2 million after almost 40 years, from 1934 to 1972. And then 2 years later, he had $840,000. Yeah, the market. Yeah, so what did you hear people say in 1972? Ooh, is it too late to get in? And then what did you hear people say in 1974? Ooh, is it too late to get out? Yeah, the market went down almost about 50%. These guys did better than that. They didn't fall down that much, but they still fell down. And you might have a heart attack, but you didn't run. You didn't hide. And we're coming out of the 1970s were a very difficult time for the economy for various reasons. But the biggest reason was the baby boom generation coming of age. And all needing refrigerators and jobs and cars and shoes and housing. And it was a very difficult time. But then we're coming out of that. And 1980s and 1990s, the stock market went in two directions, up and up, way up, up and way up. And there's new technologies. Computers are now owned by everybody. And there's telecommunication and the infernal net. And we're all going to get rich. And by the end of the decade, we had $47 million. Our 10,000 had be, you see, the numbers start getting outrageous. Why? Because of that formula that we learned way back in chapter one, exponential. Time is the exponent, right? And then 2 years later, he had 38,000. Well, that's part of investing, folks. 38 million. 38,000 or 38 million. But we didn't run, we didn't hide. And in 2007, we now had 70 million. And next year we had 46 million. It's going to happen, folks. You know it's going to. You don't just don't know when, but you know history tells us the markets go up and the markets go down. And if the world doesn't end, they come back. The world doesn't end. It doesn't matter where your money is. But since the Great Recession, since the global financial crisis, the markets have done very, very well. And by the end of 2021, you had 246 million dollars. Your $10,000 has become $246 million. Now, you might think that's magic. You might think that's impossible. But no, that's the kind of wealth that we as a society, now a global society, have created. Our standard of living is immensely, innumerable, exponentially, there's that word again, greater than what it was 200 years ago. Right. And it's greater than it was 20 years ago, 100 years ago. But we, you know, because we live, because we're surrounded by the society, by the economy, by the technology, we don't really seem to notice it. But if you go back 200 years and read historical novels, folks, they didn't even have bathrooms back then. A toilet is a wonderful thing, I gotta tell you. Anyway, I wouldn't want to walk the privy, as it's called, going out to the outhouse. But look at what, 11.72%. Now, remember what we said about stocks? If we get 8, 9, 10%, we are happy. These people have done almost 12. Now, they're not alone. There are other companies that have done very well. There are other companies that have not done very well. But if we choose carefully, prudently, with an eye toward long-term growth of capital, growth and income, dividends, we should do okay. No guarantees. And the graph shows that exponential graph. It's not, this is, sometimes you'll see a logarithmic graph, and that turns this wee up in the air into a line, but we're using a arithmetic. And the first 40 years doesn't even look like it's gone up at all because of the scale. And then we start to see that exponent wee up in the air. That's the exponential curve. And notice the downturn in 2022. You can barely notice it because it's such a long time frame. But there's a little downturn in 2018. And then there's 2000 to 2002 when the markets fell almost 50%. And then in 2008 when they did fall over 50%. But again, this mutual fund has held up better than the market as a whole in the past. No guarantees about the future. Cool? Yeah, I know. You don't have an 88-year time frame. That's why we did 30 years and 40 years. But still, you got to get started sometime, and you got to be prudent, long-term oriented, patient, and don't panic. And when you hear everybody say, "Ooh, is it too late to get in?" Get ready for the downturn. And when you hear people say, "Oh, is it too late to get out?" Realize that it's almost over, unless the world ends, and then it doesn't really matter. But hey, isn't this, don't you think that, I think this is pretty darn encouraging, hopeful for the future. If we don't blow ourselves up, die in our own waste, meteorite, earthquake, tsunami, disco returning, I'm very optimistic. And I'm old. In 30, 40 years, I won't even be around. But I hope you will be. And I hope you will be happy at what you've done for yourself. Cool. Questions? If you want to see a different illustration, contact me. I can talk about this stuff far longer than any reasonable person would ever want to listen. See ya.